I haven't tried yet is giving her a special gift. Heck, Dad won Mom over with a jelly jar of sunflowers. But what would Scarlett want? I don't have enough money to fix her gap. As I gather up the bags of grass clippings, I think about what to give her. I try to remember her room for ideas. She probably has every Bobby Sherman album. Maybe another bottle of Wind Song, or another stuffed autograph hound. This time, I'd write something really cool on it. On the way to the garbage dumpster, something hard hits my back. I swing around, dropping the bag. The judge squats under the apple tree, plucking apples from a low branch and throwing them at me. Pitching them at me. Think you can out-bat old Speedy, do you, TJ? Well, we didn't win first place last year for nothing. I try to pick up the apples from a safe distance, but the old guy is pretty good. I'm amazed at how far the judge can throw. He must have really been something on the pitcher's mound. Again and again he throws apples at me, and I dodge them while trying to pick them up. We keep this going until Miss Murty May comes into the yard. When he sees her, the judge hides an apple behind his back like a little kid caught stealing a cookie.